Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible, and there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcasts that are available. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, and verse 1, and think on the subject, when death comes. That's 2 Kings, chapter 20, and verse 1. The Bible said, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, now listen, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. You know, the truth is that death comes to every person. Death comes to kings. It comes to simple laymen. Death comes to the wealthy, and death comes to the poor. Death comes to the famous, and death comes to the infamous as well. Death comes to the person that has taken care of their health, you know, eaten all the oatmeal and worked out, did the weights, the whole thing. Death comes to that person. The death also comes to the person who neglects their health. The fact is that each of us has one death to die. And Hezekiah was no different from any other man that ever lived upon the face of the earth. Hezekiah, though king, would soon face death because death is coming. You know, this morning, I do not want to be morbid at all, but I do want to be very truthful. I don't want to go around thinking about death all the time, but to never think about death is not real, because death comes to every person, and sometimes it comes at very unexpected times. Think of the following poem. Time is God's gift to every man. It seemed to fit His sovereign plan, a measured span of days on earth in which to test their zeal and worth. When I think about death, I think about how that it comes, oftentimes so unexpected. I'd like to relate to you this morning the true story of a couple in their late 60s. This couple has been faithful to church for many, many years. They're now in their late 60s and enjoying their retirement. They enjoy puttering around the house, not having to answer the alarm clock in the morning to get up. If they want to sleep late, they can. If they want to take a small trip, they can. Their time is spent in enjoying the things that they've worked for all of their lives. They're enjoying their retirement. They're enjoying their children like never before. And those precious little grandchildren, when they come over, it's just a touch of heaven. They're not worrying so much about financial matters as they were in days gone by. The children are raised, the house is paid for, and the car belongs to them. They are enjoying each other, and they have a very happy life. And then, a small little bump comes up on the side of the woman. Not a very large bump at all. It just comes up. She goes to the doctor, and the doctor checks it out, runs some tests, runs more tests, and finally the diagnosis is in. The woman, it seems, has cancer. It's a very aggressive form of cancer. She has not had a pain to even indicate that she was even ill. But now she has the dreaded cancer. The tests reveal that the cancer's in her kidneys. It's in her liver. She has an operation, is facing chemotherapy, and the painful end of her life. The question is this: is she ready? It is amazing, you see, how sickness changes our priorities. It is amazing how, before we receive this diagnosis of a terrible terminal illness, that we didn't think much about eternal things. Is this the way you are today? As you're traveling along life's bumpy road, and you're just taking one day at a time, and you're enjoying all those things, and that's good to enjoy. But did you ever think that one of these days you're going to be facing eternity, and the only thing you have to look forward to is losing those things you've worked so hard for all of your life? This lady has her mind changed about a lot of things. Now, instead of her mind being on cleaning the house or entertaining family and friends or planning the next trip, her plans are drastically changed. Now, all she can think about is her illness. All she can think about is the pain involved. She has a few minutes respite as her mind wanders to another thought. But soon the thought comes back to her: I have cancer. I'm facing death. Now she constantly thinks about her illness. She thinks about the pain. She thinks about the next doctor visit, the next hospital visit, the next chemotherapy treatment. She begins to wonder, will I lose my hair? What's going to happen to my husband? What's going to happen to the children? What about my grandchildren? Will I be around to see them grow up? Will I be alive when they start school? That's what she's thinking. And how sad it is that the only thing that she's thinking about are those things she's going to leave behind. The question is this: where will you go when you die? I'm thinking of another example, a painful example to even think about. When I was pastoring in the state of Louisiana, there was an Army nurse that attended our services very often. And this Army nurse came to me one time with a very, very sad story. You see, there was a young female in the services. She was 20 years old, young, blonde-headed woman, in the prime of life, full of vim, vigor, and energy, desiring to serve her country because she believed that the United States was the best country in the world. This girl had been just a little bit on the wild side, but she had done nothing anybody else had not been doing. This young lady began to feel a little bit sick and went to the doctor. Tests were run. And here this young woman, just barely starting out in life at the age of 20 years old, is told she has AIDS. She is dismissed from the military. Now she must go home and tell her parents. The doctor leaves. And the Army nurse that came to our services, she stayed in the room with the young girl and held her as she wept. She's just a young woman in the very prime of life, and yet her life is almost over. This Army nurse tells this young lady about Jesus Christ, tells her about the saving power, the precious blood of Jesus that washes away sin. And I would love to tell you this morning that this young woman turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, in her illness and in all of the pain and all the heartache that she has, this young woman does not turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, her mind is constantly on this one thought: how can I tell my parents that I have AIDS? How can I do that? And the Army nurse told me, what could I tell her? And listen, I told her, you told her right. Tell her about Jesus Christ. Tell her about the shed blood of Jesus. Listen, death comes. Death comes unexpectedly. Are you ready for the time when death will come? Listen to what the Bible said in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 13. The Bible said here, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, We will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. But now listen to verse 14 of James chapter 4. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. You know, the truth is, folks, it's not wrong to plan, but it's wrong to plan without God. It is not wrong to look after the things of this world, but it is wrong to forget God while you're looking after all of these things in this world. Death is very certain. The Bible says in the book of Job chapter 14 and verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Job chapter 14 verse 5 declares this, seeing his days are numbered, the number of his months are with thee, that hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 and 2 makes this statement concerning death. Listen to what the Bible said. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die. Certainly it is so. Someone would say, well, when I get close to death, then I'm really going to pay attention, and I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to get ready. When it comes time for me to die, then I'll be ready. The true story is told of a pastor friend of mine who came upon an accident. And here was a person that was injured very much in this accident, laying on the side of the road, dying. And the pastor came and talked to that person about Jesus Christ, about the saving blood of Christ, and how that person could be saved if they'd just trust the Lord. But the fact is that that person was too busy dying to trust the Lord. They were too busy trying to get the next breath instead of trusting the Lord. And that may be what happens to you. You determine in your own heart right now while you're well that you're going to trust God just before you die. But you don't know what's going to happen just before you die. What can you do? Oh, listen, friends, what can you do? Listen, one thing we ought to know for sure is that we ought to realize that we are facing death. That death comes to all, sometimes at very unexpected times, sometimes in very unexpected ways. But death comes. Next, realize this, that we're facing death because of sin. You see, the sin of Adam, the first man who ever lived, is in every person. Therefore, all will die. Listen to Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. The Bible said, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Realize that you're going to die. Realize that you're facing death because sin is in you. And realize this, that you are a sinner before Almighty God. Romans 3 verse 23 states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Realize this further. My friends, listen. Realize that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is our only hope. John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Salvation is exclusive to Jesus Christ. There is no other way to be saved except through the blood of Jesus Christ. Trust Jesus to save you. Do not trust your good works. Do not trust going to church. Do not trust all the things you do that you count as good. But listen, trust Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can save you. The Bible said in Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, not of works, lest any man should boast. We see that our time has slipped away this morning. We trust that you will trust Jesus. It's our prayer for you. Thank you now for listening.